We noted last time that the Raman Sif Gimel makes reference to both the minhag of a woman washing herself before Hesek Tara and to wearing Levanim. So last time we discussed the details of this Rechitza. Today we're going to talk about this minhag of wearing Levanim. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai, B'Shem HaRokeach, the following Lashon. Tilbash Chaluk Lavan, that a woman upon performing Hesek Tara should wear a white garment. She'im tira od, she'yanikr b'chalukah, such that if she sees more dam, it'll be apparent from her clothing that she saw dam. So the reason for this minhag of wearing levanim is so that the mara dam will be nikr on the beged. Should she see dam subsequent to the hefsek tara during the shivat akiyam, it'll be apparent that she saw dam because it'll come up on the beged. Rabbi Karp just points out that this doesn't, the Mordechai quotes this from the Rokeach. It doesn't appear in our Rokeach, but it does appear in our Sefer Tuma, so for all intents and purposes, that doesn't really make a difference to us. But we do have this formulation in Rishonim. Mordechai really should be from the Sefer Tuma, that she should wear Chaluk Lavan, Shimtira Ochi Anikar Bechaluka. And that's the source of the minhag recorded here in the Rambah. The Torah Sashlamim has this also in Sifkat and Ches. Gam tzarech liyos b'inyan shakasem nikarba mash'ekin chalot tzavua. So the point is that you should be able to tell if there's any dam, which you wouldn't be able to tell as easily if she was wearing colored clothing. And the Gaon points out here in Sifkat and Yud that this is the reason for the term of Yimei Libunayach, right? The Ma'is of Tanit Ve'elio, Shabbos, Dafi Gimel Amid Beis, the Eishes Tamei Chacham, who was not as careful, Yimei Libunayach. The Rashi there notes that the Lashon in Yimei Libunayach is a reference to the wearing of the Gadim Levanim. Fine. Now the poskim point out that when we talk about begadim levanim, the ikur is the beged that is adhering to her body. If the point is to be able to tell whether there's dam, so it's the undergarment that has to be white. We're not as concerned about the other garments that a woman is going to wear. Whatever is mehudak lebisara is what needs to be loved in order to be able to tell whether there is dam. That's the mashmos of the term chaluk lavan. Rabbi Karp does point out in page Kuf Yudalid, Chelek Beis, page Kuf Yudalid, that in the Machzor Vitri and some other Rishonim, they don't even mention the term lavan, they just mention that it has to be a beged naki, which is basically what you have in the Lashon of Mechaber here. Right, the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Tilbash Chaluk Habadukla She'ein Bo Kesef, that the women need only put on a garment which is checked, that they're no ksavim, a clean garment. The Ramah is the one who adds Begadim Levanim. So that Lashon of Mechaber is based on other Yishonim, Machzor Vitri, and others that don't mention Lavan, but do mention that it has to be a beged naki. And that's a formulation of the Rush in his Kitzur Hilchos Nida as well, in the end of the Rush is Hilchos Nida. Yeah?
What would be the point of that if it's not going to be Mekabel Ksavim anyway?
So the point is it could still be nicker whether there is dam. So even on a colored garment, if it's clean, You can still tell whether there's dam.
But what's practically the difference would it make? We'd still shit.
So first of all, we'll see whether you have standard kulas ksamim during the first 3 days of Shivanakiyam. We may not. That may be machlokas. So there may be situations where not all the standard kula ksamim apply. So you have to know what you're dealing with. And even if the kula ksamim do apply, but if it's a larger quantity, as we discussed, there may be bounds to be machmir anyway. So you still have a knowledge of the situation, what's going on, which in certain situations may still be relevant. So, the Rush in his Kitzer Piskei Nida, the end of Hilchas Nida, there he only mentions Naki, but in the Psalkim, the Rush mentions the Minog to wear a Chaluk Loveth. Rabbi Carr points out the impression you get from the Rush's presentation, which it could be there isn't much of Machlokas we showed him here, is it could be that Medina, all that's necessary is to have a bag of Naki. Mimin Haga, the Minog developed that it should be white, which is more effective than if it's Naki, that'll help somewhat, and if it's Lava, then you'll have even clearer perspective as to what appears. So one could be the Naki could be Medina, and the Lava could be Mi Minhak. Rabbi Karp also points out that on page Kuf Tesvav, there is a minority opinion Rishonim, which we don't assume like Lalacha, but there is a minority opinion that wearing Levanim is Ma'akev. Starting Shivas Nakir, right? The presentation is that after Hefzik Tari, you should put on the Gadim Levanim, and then you start counting your Shivas Nakir the next day. That there is a minority opinion shown him, for example, the Orchas Chaim, and we'll see in a moment the Meiri, that wearing Levanim is Ma'akev starting the Shivas Nakir. If a woman's situation where she can't put on Levanim, she can't start counting Shivas Nakir the next day. Yeah?
I didn't get that halacha at all. It's not on the Gemara.
So there are a lot of things that are not in the Gemara explicitly.
Sometimes it's not even implicit. It's just,
I'm sorry?
It's implicit that it's a minna in the Gemara.
Right.
So how's that?
How can you say that's Likuva?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read the Lashon HaMe'iri. The Me'iri brachos lamed aleph amen aleph. Me'iri writes, Nimsa achshav, shekol ri'iya ba'olam shetira, bodekas athma, b'chol yom, b'beged lava. So, following a re'iyah, when she's counting her shiv nekiyim, she does a bedika with a beged lava. U'b'yom shetisog, mishameres ad la'erev, sheyuflu l'gamri yimei re'iyah, o yom re'iyah. And then, on the day you do a hefek tara, she watches herself until evening, the lavesh es beged lavan, and then she puts on a white garment. V'salomer chaluk lavan, kodem shetikanes betchum shivanakim. So she has to put on this white garment before she begins the count of shivanakim. Umona shivanakim. Fine. So that's the process. The im lo lavsha chaluk halavan ada boker. So if she doesn't wear this white garment until the next morning, she did a hefek tara Tuesday afternoon. She did not put on Begadim Levanim Tuesday. She only puts on Begadim Levanim Wednesday for the first time. Minag Benos Yisrael, Sheyom Levisha Sechol V'Chlal Yimei Atuma. So not that it's Ma'akev Mikra Din, but this is all Minhaga. So the Minag is that you don't start your Shiva Nakiyim that day. Ve'ena Maschel Simla Shiva Nakiyim Adalayla. You don't start counting Shiva Nakiyim until the next night. Sheyom Levisha Sachaluk Hunidon Eitzel Anashim Bimei Hefsek Lekalla Bimei Atoma. Because the day of wearing Begadim Levanim was included in the process of Hefsek Tara. Limno Shiva Nakiyim Miyam Achraso. So that's the answer to your question. It's not Me'akev Me'ikir Hadin, but the minhag was that women treated it as being Me'akev. Chachmas Adam has the following lashon. This is in Kuf Yud Zayin Os Tes. So he talks about the process of Hefsek Tara and wearing Levanim. He says, "The impasha v'lo lavsha bigdei Levanim ra'oi l'konsa." that if a woman, it's true that where Levanim is in Ma'akev, but if she wantonly, deliberately goes against a minhag and doesn't wear begat levanim, it's one thing. If she's stuck, she doesn't have levanim. But if she could wear levanim and deliberately doesn't, ra'oi lekonsa, should consent her. So what does that mean, should consent her? What are we fining her $100? What's the knas? So the Ba'al Shulchan thinks, sifkat nun gimel, the knas is that you can't start the Shiva Nikiyam yet. That whatever number of days she didn't wear Levanim deliberately doesn't count towards the Shiva Nikiyam. That's the Knas. That's how Rabbi Morgenstern understands the Tzchach Masadim also in Parak Zayin of the Piskei Das Sivav. By the Shulchan acknowledges in Siyun and Peivav, that's a little bit hard to swallow. Because when you counsel the woman, you're counseling the husband too. So is that what did he do wrong? So you're going to punish the woman that she can't start the Shiva Nikiyam yet, but that's on the husband's judgment too. So is that right? So Rabbi Willig points out, he doesn't think that's pshat in the Chach Masada. It doesn't mean the knas is that you can't start the Shiva Nikiyam until later. Because the Chach Masadim here is Mitzayin, what he writes earlier, in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Os Mem. What does he write in Kuf Yud Gimel Os Mem? He writes as follows. V'dafka shelo yada bevadai shachalak hayanichta minidus da'azlo tlinan begimel vishanim. That if you don't know for a fact that the garment that she's wearing was already dirty with ksamim from before Shiva Nikiyam, then you can't be tola during the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyam. Aval im yadua la shachalak hayanichta minidus. But if she knows that the stains that she sees on the beged were there before the Shiva Nikiyam, Elisha Nistapyam Nitosif Bakasem, she's just not sure whether there are additional ksamim that came out during the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyam. So she knows there were ksamim from before, but maybe the new ksamim now. Afilu Gimel Rishonim Tulinan. So then you have the right to be Tola even during Gimel Rishonim to rely on Kulas ksamim. Why should we be choshesh that the ksamim are new, since the beg is already muchzak in ksamim from before? In lo she pasha, unless she was poshas, velo lavsha beged lava bimesvi rasa, and she didn't wear levanim during her shiva nikiyam, deroy lekansa. In that situation, it's appropriate to consent her. And what's the context of the knas? It's appropriate to consent her that you can't be told that the ksamim on before the Shiva Nikiyam. You know, the situation is, you know that there are ksamim before the Shiva Nikiyam. You're mistopic whether there are new ksamim too. So, in a normal situation, you have the right to be mekel. But if she was poshas and didn't wear levanim, so then we constant her that you can't be mako, and you have to be choshesh that the ksamim are new, and you can't rely on kulas ksamim. So that's what Rabbi Willig pointed out. The Chach Masadim later, who talks about knas, references this earlier piece, and it's clear in the earlier piece that his context of knas is in the very specific situation where you have a beggar that had ksamim before, and the only question is, are the new ksamim now? So in that situation, we constant her, if she deliberately didn't wear levanim, they have to be machmer in those new ksamim. But not to say that we constant her, you have to start the count again, and the days that she wasn't wearing levanim don't count to a Shiva Nikiyam. Yeah?
That sounds perfect. I don't understand where the Ba'al Shulchan or Rabbi Morgenstern are coming from.
If you read the Chach Masadim later on in a vacuum, then...
But I'm assuming they knew this Chach Masadim also.
I don't know. I have Rabbi Feivel Cohen's phone number. I can give it to you later, and you can call him and ask him if you want.
Yeah, I'll offer up in time.
Okay. Rabbi Morgan's is accessible too, but he's in Yerushalayim, so you have to, I don't have his number. Okay. Now, the Mechaber also references here Sedinim. Ubalayla tasim Sedinim habidukim niksanim. That night, after the Hesek Torah, she should also use sheets that are bidukim from ksanim. Okay. Now, interesting that the Ramah here, the Mechaber spoke about Begadim Nikiyim, and the Ramah adds Levanim. Then the Mechaber talks about Stinim Nikiyim, and the Ramah doesn't say anything about Stinim Levanim. But the Ramah does talk about Stinim Levanim in Hilchos Avelos for a woman in Shiva Nikiyim to use fresh sheets even during Shiva. Simon Shimpei Aleph Sifhei in Hilchos Avelos. And the same in Hilchos Tisha B'Av for the 9 days of Shavuot Shechalbo, Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel. So presumably, the Ramah's omission here is not that he doesn't extend Stinim Nikiyim to Levanim, because he does mention that to other places in Hilchos Avelos and in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And you do have that explicit formulation in Rishonim, for example, the Or Zeruah, Chelik Aleph Simen Shin Mem Aleph, or Zeruah Chelik Aleph Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Hilkach Lovesh Es Begadim Levanim, Kol Shiva Yamim, Kodem Chuppah, Upares Es Sadin Lavan Bimitasa. So a woman should wear Begadim Levanim for Shiva Nikiyim. Here we're talking about Shiva Nikiyim of Akala, but the din is the same. And she should spread out white sheets on her bed. Okay, so Zeruah has explicitly white clothing and white sheets. Rav Vosner points out, Shiurei Shevet Alevi, Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, it's in the Shiurei Shevet Alevi here on this Sif Gimel Os Gimel, then the Ikar Adin, the need, just as we pointed out before, that the Iker Minog of wearing Begadim Levanim is, in our context, undergarments. The Bega that's Mehudak to catch Dam if any Dam comes out. So, as far as the Minog of using white sheets, so Me'ikar Adin, that was only necessary Beyamim Kamonim, where a woman wouldn't wear undergarments, and if she was sleeping, so then her body was exposed, and if Dam would come out, it would come out onto the sheet. But in our society, where that's not as common, and people, the women generally are covered, so the Dam comes out is not going to readily get onto the sheet, so then, Be'ikar Adin, there may not be a need for white sheets. Well, he says, Mitzad Minig Yisrael, it's appropriate to have white sheets as well. So says Rabbi Morgenson and Rishem Rav Yashiv, that you shouldn't be mekel because that's a minhag Yisrael, even if the technical reason may not be as relevant nowadays. Ramosha says a little bit differently in his tribute to Rabbi Eider, Oz Kav Zayin, that he thinks you have to be machmer to use white sheets nowadays, because maybe the undergarments won't be as tight, and maybe Dam could end up on the sheet anyway.
He says you can never be mako if they're definitely tight, though.
I'm sorry?
He says you can definitely be mako if they're short tight.
I can't hear
you. He says you can definitely be mako if they're short tight, though. He says where exactly to draw the line is.
Right, he says that you should be machmir because maybe it won't be so tight.
It implies if you know for sure there's no way down
from there. No. Okay. Rabbi Forth points out, page 214, volume 2, that the Lashon of Mordechai is Sedinim Levanim Onikim, the white or clean sheets. So that's another Tzad L'Hakel, that as long as it's clean, it doesn't have to be white. Rabbi Willig is of the opinion that since Me'ikar Adin, there's no need for white sheets anymore, that you should L'Chachila not use white sheets, because it's a Chumra Asli De'Kula. You'll use white sheets during Shiva Nekiyim, and then you'll end up using the same white sheets, Bimei Tarasa, and that could lead to problems. So he doesn't think that there's a need to use white sheets at all, and better not to. Rabbi Morgenstern in the Sefer just points out that, he quoted from Oviyashim, you should use white sheets as the minhag, but you have to be very careful to only use them during Shiva Nekiyim, and to remove them afterwards. Okay. The poskim discuss that there may be certain situations where if a woman is having difficulty being mitar herself, a damaka situation, a postpartum situation, so there may be scenarios where a woman would be told to wear begadim sivonim even during Shiva Nekiyim. The Marsham has a suggestion like this in Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Aleph. The Rabbi Karp says, Pesh Kuf Yizayin, in such a situation where you're going to pass them for a woman that she should wear sivonim because she's having difficulty being mitahir, it's still better to use to wear light-colored begadim, to use colors that are lighter, because then it'll still be dam nicker behem. So you'll still be marviach, even the reason of the Sefer Truma, that the point of levanim is to identify when there's dam, so even if it's colored, so technically you may be able to tap into kulach samim, but you also want to be conscious if it's more than just a kesem, if there's a more significant volume of dam, so that you can accomplish by using lighter colored undergarments. So then it's still nicker behem adam. What?
Not the color is nicker, just that there's dam.
It'll be nicker that there's dam on a lighter colored garment. Right. So Rabbi Willick says that also, that in a situation where you're going to tell a woman to wear sivonim, even during the Shiva Nekiyim, they should be light colors, so you'll be aware of what's coming out. So if it's appropriate to be mako al ksamim, you'll be able to do that. If there's a larger volume of blood coming out, you'll be aware of that as well.
Sorry, I didn't remember Willard, who said that?
Rabbi Karp has that. Okay. Page Kuf Yitzayim. Rabbi Forst, volume 2, page 214, quotes a suggestion from Rabbi Cheskel Roth, who does not have this in his Sefer Anida, but Rabbi Forth quotes this, that in such a situation where you're going to tell a woman to wear tzivonin during Shiva Nekiyim, she should put a white tissue into her undergarment, and that way you'll have a kiyim in levana. Even if the dam will come out, if the dam, it'll land on the tissue. The tissue can be made and it's not mekabel tuma. So you still have kulos ksamim. For whatever reasons, for makel of paper, not mekabel tuma, not miskayim, whatever the various reasons for being makel on toilet paper are. But you'll still have a kiyim of levanim, because it's white. So you have your cake and eat it too. Rabbi Willard didn't think that was necessary, because if you're using your lighter colored tzivonim, then anyway it'll be dam nicker behem. So there's no halacha lo shem sinai, it has to be levanim per se. So he didn't think that you're marviach anything by using the toilet paper. Okay. Now Shulchan Aruch, there's no reference to checking the begadim levanim. Right? Just says wear it. No explicit reference to checking it. But if you look at the Kivager, says so the Mechaber writes in Sif Dalid, B'chol yom yishiva yimei asfira tzvicha liyos bodekas l'chachila pamayim b'chol yom. So a woman has to do bedikos. We'll talk soon about what bedikos a woman has to do. Rabbi Kivager has two words. Liyos bodekas l'chachila atma v'chaluka. So you don't only do a bedika on yourself, the standard bedika. You have to do bedika on the clothing. You have to check that there's no dam on the clothing. Rabbi Kivager didn't make this up. Sidrei Tara points out Sivkatan Tesvav. This is a Lashon HaRosh in the Kitzur Hilchos Nida. Rosh writes in the Kitzur Hilchos Nida, Uba'osan Shiva Yamin, Tivdok B'chol Yom, Atzma V'chaluka. That a woman checks herself and her garment. So it's a Rosh already. That you have to check not only the standard bedikas, you have to check the garments as well. What garments do you have to check? So, Rav Vosner points out, but it's obvious, Chelet Vav Tshuvos Kuf Kuf Tes Os Yud Zayin, Tshuvos Shevet Levi, Chelet Vav Simen Kuf Kuf Tes Os Yud Zayin. You're checking the undergarment, you're checking the bag of the Samach L'Guf. That's what we're concerned about. That's what has to be Lavan. That's what you have to check. How often do you have to check? So we'll see that the standard bedikos, the chachila, Shulchan Aruch says twice a day. Rav Avadya writes, Taras Abayis Peh Shin Beis, Taras Abayis Shin Peh Shin Beis, that when you check your garment, it also should be twice a day. Just like the regular bedikos, Atma v'chaluka, the Atma is twice a day, the chaluka is twice a day. Rabbi Forst doesn't think that there is such a formal requirement. There's no din of checking or the chachil of checking twice a day. You check it when you take it off. Whenever you take off the garment, then you check it to make sure that there's no blood that emerged since you put it on. That's what Rabbi Eider writes also, page 118. He's not sure why someone would say you have to check it twice a day. There's no, the Rosh is the source of checking the garment, only says B'chol Yom. Doesn't say more than once a day. Now it happens to be that's not such a raya, because we'll see the Rosh holds that B'dikos also only once a day. So if you wanted to argue that the checking of the garment should be patterned after the checking of the regular B'dikos, so the Rosh himself holds that bedikos are once a day, then checking the garments should only be once a day. But if you hold, as the Mechaber does, based on some of the other Bali Tosos, that you check twice a day, so maybe you'd argue you have to check the garments twice a day as well, which was the psak of Rav Avadya. Rabbi Eider also has a suggestion that if you have a woman who, again, is having trouble deem the Tara herself because she's having samim during the Shiva Nikiyam, you could manage it in such a way that you change the garments with more frequency than normal to ensure that you don't have a sheer gris in any one spot at any time. That's Rabbi Eider's suggestion, how you could manage samim in that kind of a situation. But anyway, you slice it, whether to check twice the garments twice a day, or just when you take it off once a day, the check on the garments is clearly not likuva. We'll see what bedikos are likuva, but the bedikos of chaluka are definitely not likuva. Okay. So let's move on now to discuss what bedikos during Shimon Akiyam, are lechachila. The Mishnah Samech Chesmon Veis, which I assume you've seen, tells us that there's three shitas in Tanayim as to what bedikos are ma'akif. We'll get to that, and we'll discuss that on its own merit. But let's begin by discussing what bedikos are l'chachila. Because usually, usually try to figure out first what's l'chachila before you figure out what's li'ikuva. So that's not explicit anywhere in the Gemara. Tosfos and Zayin and Beis give a mask over a blazer. Tosfos Zayin and Beis give a mask over a blazer. Eliezer says that l'chachila v'dikos are every day. Once a day, every day. That's what the Rush writes as well in his Hilchos Nida v'Kitzer. L'chachila, you do bedika every day of the Shivan Akiyim, once a day. How do we know that? The Ravid writes in Shara Bedika v'Asfira Sivan Beis, Shara Bedika v'Asfira Sivan Beis. That's the mashmos of our Mishnah Samachasam Beis. The Mishnah talks about b'di'evit, azav shabaku asma b'yom rishon, umatzutar b'yom shvi umatzutar, shar yam shevin zayin lo baku, b'yom mechlagas tanoim, what's the din? So the Mishnah is formulated b'lashim b'di'evit. If you only check day 1 and 7, and not the middle days, what's the din 3 days and tanoim? Mashma, that's a lashim b'di'evit. But l'chachila, mitzvah b'dika is all 7 days. Because the Mishnah starting point is b'di'evit. If you didn't do b'dika every day, what's the din? Mashma, that the l'chachila is to do b'dika every day. So that's Tosfos. That is the Rush. That's the Ravid. That's the Agos Maimonios Perek Vav Ostalit. Perek Vav Ostalit. Balmor isn't convinced. Balmor in the Sasagos on the Ravid Ospeis says not necessarily. Sometimes you'll have a formulation bidi eved, but that doesn't mean that the l'chachila din is different. And he has examples where that's the case. So the Balmar thing said even the l'chachila bidika on day 1 and day 7 is sufficient. But that's a minority position, Rishon. The Ramban also, Hilchos Nida Perek Tes Oskaf Beis, Perek Tes Oskaf Beis. So he writes, Bedikas Al V'Zayin is okay b'di'evet. Ach min ha-mufchar hu lived ak b'chol yom v'yom yizayin ha-me'esfira. But the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, the l'chachila, is to do bedika every day of the 7 days. Rambam makes no mention of daily bedikas. Perek Vav Yisuri Bia Kaf Aleph to Kaf Beis. So he quotes the Din B'di'evet. Zav Shabak Asma Rishon Meisvira Matzatar V'Labak Al Yom Shvi Matzatar Harizu B'cheskas Tara Ki Labak Al Kol Shiva Matzatara. That's Reb Lazer. Fine. No mention of B'dikos HaChachila. That is not such a Ha'ara, because we know that Darko Shel Rambam is just to quote Mishnayos and Gemaras. And the Gemara doesn't explicitly say anywhere that you need bedikas kol shiva l'chachila. So it's not necessarily surprising that the Rambam doesn't quote that, even if he may agree that's the case l'alacha. Guess the Rambam's omission of a din l'chachila is not a raya that he disagrees with the din. But either way, you have at least Tosfos, the Ravid, Agos Maimoni, the Ramban, the Rush, the Rashba. We're all explicit that l'chachila you do bedika every day, and it's once a day, every day. Okay, that's a pretty impressive roster of Rishonim who say that. The Torah, however, quotes a smag, that you have to do bidikos twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Afternoon / evening. Chakras, arvus. That's the smag that the Torah quotes. The Beis Yosef quotes this as well in the name of the smak, and the Sefer HaTruma, Simon Samatzayin, and the Mordechai B'Shem HaRokeach, and the Shari Dura Os Ches. So all of these Bali Tosvos are of the opinion that L'Chachila, you have to do two bedikos a day. Here's the lashon of the smag. This is how it's quoted in the Torah. The sefer mitzvahs kasav pa'mayim achas shachris v'achas arvis. Here's the lashon in the Beis Yosef, according to the Smag. Shachris u'arvis, b'shachar kish omedes mimitasa. In the morning when she gets up from bed, the arvis kish holeches lebeis hay kodem shia laila. In the evening, when she goes to the base hay, before it's night. What's the base hay? What's the Rashi Tevis?
Somewhere. Basic classes?
So it sounds like it's Beis HaKnesses. So that sounds like the women that we're very from, they went to Marv every night. So do Bidik in the morning before you go, when you get up from bed, and the evening before they go to Marv. So that's what I assumed Beis Hay is. And I didn't have a chance today to check in the printed Rishonim, the parallel Rishonim, how it's printed there, although that's not necessarily a riot because I don't know what it says in the Ksav Yad. But, so that I found interesting, that the women were going to shul every night. That's pretty impressive. So then I was reading in the subway today, Rabbi Morgenstern say for the Pesachei Das, and not quoting here, but another line, it sounds like referencing this, he writes, Beis HaKisei. So that might make more sense, that they had outhouses, it was dangerous to go out at dark, so people would go to the bathroom as late as possible before it got dark. So maybe that's what the Beis Hay is. So I have to check in the Rishonim if it's written out anywhere and what it says in the Kisvei Yad. That's a... I'm sorry?
The smog says...
The way the Beis Yosef quotes it is Beis Hay. So I have to check in the print of Smag. So I don't remember.
Not only were they downing Mar, they're downing Mar with the minion.
Right. Yeah. That's. We're going to come back to that point in a slightly related context soon. But anyway, so that's not really of much relevance to the din. Kind of a curiosity, but either way. The Smag says that you have to do bedikas twice a day, in the morning and in the, let's call it, late afternoon. And what emerges from the Smag is that the Smag holds that to the extent that bedikos, we'll see, on day Aleph and Zion are ma'akev. Right, you miss the middle bedikos, you're okay. If you miss Aleph and Zion, that's ma'akev. The smog holds. That's true for both bedikos on day one and both bedikos on day seven. That both bedikos on day one, both bedikos on day seven are both ma'akev. So says the Rokeach, Simon Shin Yud Zayin, and the Sefer Truma, Simon Samaches. They all say you need to do bedikos twice a day, and both of the day one and both of the day seven bedikos are li'ikuva.
Sorry, what's li'ikuva?
Both of the day one bedikos and both of the day seven bedikos.
So, meaning if I only do one on day one?
According to the smog, you only do one on day one, it's no good. According to the smog, the Rokeach and the Sefer Truma. The Mordechai is in the middle. The Mordechai is Shavuos Tavshin Lamed Zayin. He's mashma that both bedikos on day one are ma'akev, but only one bedika on day seven is ma'akev. What's the lashon of the Mordechai? Shavuos Tavshin Lamed Zayin. The im shachacha v'lo bodka asma kol hayamim. If a woman forgot and didn't do bedikos all the days, rak yom shepaska bo la'erev. So she only did a hefsek tara. Ulamachras shu yom rishon shel sfira baga asma shachris v'arvis. And she did two bedikos on day one. Ubayom shvi baga v'nim seis tahora. And day seven she did a bedika. Mutaris v'tavelis b'layla. Okay, so he says, what's the case? What's the minimum case? The minimum number of bedikos that are kosher of the eved? Two on day one. It sounds like one on day seven. Okay. So where does this come from? There's no reference in the context of the bedikos on samaches that are ma'akev. There's no reference to two bedikos a day. And we saw Tosvos and the Rosh and the Rabban and the Rashba and the Gos Maimini, all of the Ravid, all of them assume that all you need is one bedik a day. So where do these Rishonim, where do the Smak and the Smak and the Sefer Truma get two bedikos a day from? Says the Beis Yosef, it's based on a Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there is talking in the context of Taros. The Mishnah says, Pa'amim she'tzricha tzricha liyos bodeka shachris v'enash mashos. There are some times where a woman needs to do bedika in the morning, and benash mashos. Rashi, tzvich liyos bedekas b'chol yom shachris v'arvis kishar nashim. Why is that? So in the morning, you need to do bedika to make sure that she didn't become tamea since last night, and the taros that she touched the previous night are still tahor. And the evening, you have to do bedikah to make sure that she didn't come to Meah that day that would have impacted the taras that she touched during the day. Right, that's what Rashi writes, Anyid Aleph, Amin Aleph. Shachris lahachshir taras shalayla, arvis lahachshir taras shalyom. So you have to do bedikah twice a day to make sure that the taras that you touched in the previous Ona, in the previous period, are still tar. Okay, so Beis Yosef says, this is the makor of the smad, the siato. How do we know that you require two bedikos a day during Shiva Nikiyam? Difficulty is, ma'in shvita etzel har Sinai. That's talking about taros. How do you know to extrapolate from taros to Shiva Nikiyam? In the context of Taras, you understand that we're worried, you're in contact with Taras, you have to make sure that you didn't become tummy in a way that would impact the Taras. But how does that transfer to requiring two bedikas a day during Shiva Nakiyam? Kiveger asks his kasha. Shuvah Sri Kiveger Kama Simin Samich. Paragraph beginning Hein Emes. Shuvah Sri Kiveger Kama Simin Samich. Paragraph Hein Emes. The Bach and the Sidrei Tara attempt to answer this. Bach was way before Bikubeger, but he writes as follows. Sifkatan A. Taimo, Dahachi Tanan Perakama. So that's the context of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. The Afal Gav, Da Stikna Hasav, De La Armor El Taurus. Even though it's clear from the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph that the context of that Mishnah, B'dikos twice a day, is only the Inyan Taurus. Aval, Labaila, Lo, Bai B'dika. But there's no need for parallel bedikas lebaila. I mean, if a woman wear your makan and taras, you have to do bedikas the morning and night to make sure you didn't become tame. But a woman lebaila, she's tahora, you don't have to do bedikas twice a day to make sure that you're still tahora. Hainu dafka la'akha shetavla. So that's true where a woman is tahora. She already went to the mikvah, now she's mitaras lebaila. Sharehi becheskas tahora lebaila. Aval the sphere is Shivanakim, Dehi Bekaskas Tmeya. But during Shivanakim she's Bekaskas Tmeya, Sricha Bedika Pamayim Shakras Riarvis. Shakris Latsiamide Safek Shamarasa Balaila Shelafanov. The Arvis Latsiamide Safek Shamarasa Biyom. The Besphere Shivanakim Labaila Sricha Bedika Kamalatara Zachatabla. The Bach says that even during Shivanakim, a woman is considered b'cheskas tmeya. And that's why you need bedikas twice a day to make sure that she didn't see dam during the previous period of the day. So says Sidrei Tara Sifkatan Yudalit. So that is a chiddush. The Bach is assuming that even after Hefsek Tara, even after the first bedika, a woman still is considered to be Becheskas Temeya. As we had discussed earlier, Machlokas Achronim, Chavastas, Sidrei Tara, Chachmas Adam, in the case of a woman that has a Maka Mutzi Adam, what's the minimum number of bedikas you have to do? So Hefsek Tara you definitely have to do because you have to be Mosi her. Chavastah says even bedika on yom one, day one you have to do, because until you do that first bedika, she's still the cheskas tmeya. But that's as far as they went. Here the Bach is saying that a woman is considered the cheskas tmeya the entire period of Shiva Nakiyam, and that's mechayim bedikos twice a day. That point we'll probably come back to next time. That's how the Bach justifies these Rishonim's understanding from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Willig pointed out that maybe the Mordechai is among the Rishonim who says you need two bedikas a day. Maybe he's Lishitaso in Simon Tavshin Lamed Hay. Where the Mordechai writes that, according to Rashi or Benatam at least, a woman who doesn't have a vest, kavua, so she always has to do bedikos, shachris or arvis, to be mutaris l'vayla. Okay, a woman that doesn't have a vest, kavua, so even if may tarasa, she has to do bedikos, kodim tashmish, and two bedikos a day. So maybe that's where the Mordechai is coming from. But we don't paskel like that, Mordechai, Simen Kuf Peivav Sif Aleph, right? Even a woman that doesn't have a Ves Kavua does not need to do Bedikos Kodim Tashmish Bimei Tarasa. Now, even if you'll argue that that's a Mordechai Lishitaso, that's not going to work with all the other Rishonim who have this position. For example, the Sefer Truma holds that you don't need bedikos labayla for women without a vest kavua, but the Sefer Truma still holds that you need bedikos shachas rearvis during Shiva Nakiyah. So that Lishitasa, even if it's true in the Mordechai, isn't true in the Sefer HaTruma. Lahalacha, Mechaber Paskin Sif Dalid, Bedikas, Shachris, Vardis. Bechal Yom Yishiva Yimei Esfira, Tzvichal Yos Bodechas Echachila, Pamayim Bechal Yom. Achas Shachris, the Achas Samach, Lebein Hashmashos. That's the Lechachila. When do you do the morning bedika? So most folks can assume the morning bedika should be lechachila after hanetz. After a los may work with the eved because the ikar adin yom starts me'alos, and that emerges from Tosa samachtesa med aleph dimaskel shiva. Tosa samachtesa med aleph dimaskel shiva, who says that sfiras laila doesn't work. But once you have sphira after Aliyas Amad HaShachar, that works at least b'di'evet. So l'chachila, b'dika shachar should be after Hanetz. B'di'evet, it could work after Alos. In the Gufei Alochos, Rabbi Wolhander, see, he writes that there's no chiyuv to do a dafka at Hanetz. It's like... it's like other Mrs. Hayom that you have, you could do it later in the morning as well. Rabbi Burstein from Machon Pua related the story once that he found out about a young chassan who after getting married, the first few months, he would wake his wife every morning at Nades to make sure that she did the bedika as soon as possible. After the sun was up. So that's not recommended. When you get up, then you do the bedika, but not necessarily the second you get up. And anyway, Burstein also pointed out that medically, practically sometimes it's a good idea to wait a little bit after you get up because the body's on more of an equilibrium once you're up and around, and you're less prone to having a problematic bedika. So that is the lechachila. I'm sorry?
What does that mean?
I'll tell you in a minute. So that, just finish up. That is the lechachila of bedikos twice a day. Ramosha writes, Chele Beis Yeredei at the end of Simen Ayin Tes. Chele Beis Yeredei Simen Ayin Tes. That Samach Ben Hashmashos means Kodem Ashkia. So the evening bedika should be done prior to Shkia. Rav Vosner writes, Lechachila for Mincha Ketana, Mishum Hidr, Samach Mamish L'Shkia. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out, Reish Kavtes, he thinks that's a machlokas of Moshe and Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner says, Samach L'Shkia is a Lechachila, is a Hidr. And Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv held that it's a Lechachila. That you should try harder to do it samach lishkia. Okay, so we're out of time. We'll talk more about bedikos lichachila next time, and then go on to discuss whether chi bedikos is derisa derabanan and the din of bedikos b'di'evet. So we will reconvene Ritz Hashem on Thursday at 3:00.